Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Love Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today is Anna Taylor. Known as the Angel's Voice, Anna Taylor is an international recording artist, singer-songwriter, angel therapist certified by Doreen Virtue, theta healing practitioner, speaker, teacher, and radio host. Using her natural intuitive gifts developed by years of training and experience, Anna connects with divine love and guidance to support people with all aspects of life and often acts as a catalyst for transformation. Sound and song therapy played a part in Anna's recovery from surgery and long-term illness, and her innate love of singing inspired her to dream of recording her own CD. Her debut album, Already Here, was released after months of co-writing by email and was made possible thanks to the generosity of friends and supporters around the world. Anna has performed for audiences around the world, including a recent performance at Doreen Virtue's Angel Intuitive course in Zurich, Switzerland. She has also been featured on BBC Radio and several internet radio shows, including Hay House Radio. Currently living in England, Anna is loving and compassionate, and she has a remarkable ability to communicate. She shares her daily messages of grace and weekly angel reading videos with millions of people on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. Join us today to hear Anna's beautiful song, Already Here, for a conversation about the song and music, angels, prayers, and how you can use your sensitivity as a superpower. For more details about Anna's music, private sessions, and events, including her certified angelic connection practitioner course, please visit her website, www.anna-taylor.co.uk. Welcome, Anna.
Hi, Margot. It's lovely to have to be here again.
No, I'm so happy to have you back on my show. It's always fun talking with you, and I just love that each time I've had you on, then more and more people that I know can learn about you and what you have to offer, and you have so much to offer the world, and I'm just so thankful to have you as my friend, and also to all that you've taught me about angels and so much. I'm very appreciative.
Well, it's really nice. And, you know, we've spoken about it before, but the internet is a fabulous way for us both to share our messages, to share this radio show, you know, to be so far away and to be able to do things like this. It's an amazing time that we live in.
Oh, it really, really is. And you have been so helpful in helping me over the years to learn not only about angels, but to learn more about Facebook originally, and to even encourage me when I first got on Facebook and help me with how to do it back in, I think it was in 2009. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it's just,
time,
you know,
flies,
Facebook
doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Time flies by so fast. It's just incredible how fast it goes. And anyway, I agree with you. I love Facebook for the fact that it allows us to connect with people that are like-minded all over the world, and just a way to get to know like-minded people in a way that you couldn't do without it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you learn things. I mean, I'm learning. I mean, people will say about, you know, oh, it's this and it's that and people are negative. But actually, I find that my news feed and my pages that I visit is full of inspiration and really interesting things that I wouldn't have known about had it not been because I clicked on my Facebook that day. So it's definitely what you make it. I know we talked a lot about that before, but it seems to have grown for both of us, and the work that you're doing and the radio shows that you're doing. I know some of the people that you've had on are people that you met that way. So it's a wonderful thing.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's true. I've been meeting a lot of people because of Facebook and also because of the radio show. And if I wasn't doing both of them, I wouldn't be meeting those people. Some people say to me, well, how do you come up with all these people? Where do you find them? And they're actually at this point finding me too, you know.
Yay, that's awesome. That really is awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. It's just so awesome. I've been having people email me and ask if they can be on the show. I've had people contact me through Facebook and other people who have been on the show saying that I should have their friends on. And so, yeah, it's been really cool, and also love having people on again so that people can get to know them even better. And
right, absolutely. And I know that, you know, actually I was thinking about the album and already here, and I mean, that was a song that I, you know, I'm sure you're going to ask me about it, but it was a song I'd written way before I thought about doing the album. It was one of the only ones, in fact, that I knew that I wanted to include on the album. And, you know, I had really only just started to use Facebook at that point when I wanted to do an album. And I really believe it was a big part of the way that I could do it, because people were starting to realize how they could support someone. You know, nowadays there's lots of things like GoFundMe and all these kind of crowdfunding websites, but there was nothing like that when I did the album, and it was a big deal for me to ask for help with it, and it was a big deal for so many people to gather in that way. And now I see other people doing that with different projects. It's amazing. And really, when you think about that, that was what, 5 years ago, or a bit more than 6 years ago really now. And you know, how life has changed in 6 years for all of us.
Oh, I know. Things change so quickly. That was one of my questions I had about the song Already Here. So you had written, that was really one of the very first ones that you wrote?
Yes. In fact, you know, yes, as you know, that I had co-written all of them with Robert Berry, our mutual friend, but that was a song I had already wanted to record. I had all the words, and you know, yes, we did the music together, but that was most of that melody, and most of the words were how I had written them several years before. In fact, that was a song probably I think I'd started to write even a couple of years before then, so maybe 2006 or something like that. But I remember very strongly having this experience where I really wanted to connect with the energy of a person that I felt was right there with me, regardless of whether they were it physically in my life. I've always had the belief that whether that be a loved one that, you know, has departed, or a loved one that we're calling into our lives as our partner, that they're actually already here, that what we're really doing when we bring them into our lives is just coming together physically, that really the people that are meant to be in our lives are already there, you know. So that's my belief. I really believe that. And, you know, you've heard me speak a lot about love and the way that I believe that to be. And I believe that one of the only things actually that seems to be, what can I say, whether you call it destiny or all kinds, I just really believe that we have these key relationships, whether it be with one person or a few people for some people, that we're supposed to be with, that we're going to teach us things, that we're going to learn from. And so for me, that was my song of saying, you know, that they're already here with me. I don't know who they are yet, but I feel them, I know who they are, and I'm going to hold on to that belief that they're there with me. And that's really why the album is called Already Here, apart from the fact that I used to say everything I need for the album is already here.
I love that. And it's also, we can talk about after we play the song, we can talk about it some more, but I also want to remember to talk about how you do prayers. I love the way you do prayers, where I have one that I had written down, an angel prayer, that where you say thank you, and you start out with thank you God and all the angels for giving me clear messages I can easily understand. Thank you for helping me listen to and take action upon guidance with faith and confidence. Amen. And I put that on a 3x5 card, and I have it as a bookmark in one of my books that I look at every day.
That's so sweet. Yeah. And yes, I mean, we can definitely talk about that, but that is how I do my best to talk to the angels, to really to see what it is that I am asking for as already here. That when we say thank you as if it's already done, what we're saying is, in truth, we're just allowing ourselves to be open to it, because everything that we desire, everything that we are quote-unquote needing or asking for is actually part of our experience. What we're doing is opening ourselves up to actually receiving that. So whether that be a relationship or a piece of guidance that we need, or, you know, those people that we're supposed to help on the radio or whatever it is, they're actually already part of our experience. What we're doing is saying, thank you, angels, for helping me with that. Thank you, angels, for bringing that to me in this physical experience that I'm having.
I love that. I always loved the album anyway, Already Here, and I always have loved the song. But I'm understanding the song in so many ways that I didn't understand before. And I'm sure our audience is getting curious to hear the song. It's just over 4 minutes. It's a beautiful song, and I'm going to play it, and then we'll talk about it some more after the song.
Sure.
I listen to my favorite song, and you stand next to me. Wrap your arms around me, and I'm home. I look into your deep blue eyes. I can hardly breathe, 'cause you're here. And I'll never be alone. But what I want to know, do you hear it? Can you feel me calling? Do you know my love is for real? 'Cause in my heart I know what feels true. Maybe just dreaming, but I'll keep believing you're already here. I was driving home the other night when you took I want to know, do you hear it? Can you feel
And that was Already Here. Oh, Anna, what a beautiful song.
Oh, thank you. I really, you know, it's one of my favorites, mainly because I just remember when I wrote it, and I remember what I was feeling, and I remember, you know, what it was like to sing it, and, you know, all of those things. And it, and probably because the whole album is about love in all kinds of various ways, not just romantic love, but love in all ways. I just, it to me, it kind of like embodies what I, you know, I believe in, and embodies the fact that even if you see it as, you know, lots of people have written to me and said that they see it as, you know, somebody that they, that has, you know, crossed over and is on the other side that's with them, you know, so it depends what your, what, how, what your experience is. And I love that about music, because you can see a song or hear a song in a completely different way to how I wrote it. It doesn't have to be, you know, oh, this has to be about your true love. To me, it is. But from other people, it could be about somebody that's no longer in your life physically. So, yeah, it's nice to be able to have different interpretations, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's so true. And the what we were talking about before, about believing that it's already here, is part of how we can receive the things. And I remember back before I got together with my husband, Dudley, that I attended this workshop where we wrote a list of how we wanted to feel, what we wanted the kind of relationship to be like. And so, you know, it helped me to clarify what it was that I really wanted in a relationship. And by doing that, it helped me start believing that that person was already here somewhere, and that I just needed to find, you know, I would come across them at some point.
Right, but, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that there, you know, that there is an element of faith, you know, obviously, that comes into it, because sometimes we don't know how. And I think that that's the key as well in, you know, whether it's, whether it's a relationship or whether it's a career or something else that we're wanting, that really to actually believe that when we are asking for it and when we have put that intention forward, really what we're doing is just waiting for the, you know, the right time, divine timing for it to occur. It's interesting. I don't want to interrupt the flow of the show, but there is just a question been posted in the your event.
Oh, yeah, I don't have the event open. So, what's the question?
Do you want me to ask it? I just think it's an interesting question, because it kind of fits.
If you think it is, yeah, go ahead. I can't see it because I don't have that open.
Yeah, somebody called Joelle said, if you can ask her this question. She was sad and emotional talking about twin flame the other day. Unsure why on her recent video, did she have a twin sister or brother? Thank you. Well, the interesting thing is I do have a twin sister. I do. I actually have a twin sister and twin brothers, and they are all alive. And so I definitely wasn't sad for that reason, but I do have a big connection to twins in my life. But to me, twin flame is a big topic, which actually I'm going to talk about on my radio show. But it to me, it really means the two halves of the same soul. And many people are, you know, wonder about this and whether they could have a twin flame relationship. I honestly don't believe that one is better than the other. You know, just because you're not with your twin flame, it doesn't mean that it's less intense or beautiful. But there are people that come together with the other half of their soul, so to speak, as a male or female counterpart, if you like. And it can be very much, you know, what people would see as a true love relationship. But it can also be very confronting, because you're also dealing with pretty much like a mirror of yourself. So the reason I got emotional about that is because I've always believed in that, and that's actually very similar to what that song Already Here is about. So there you go.
that's really interesting. Yeah, I knew you were a twin, but I didn't remember that your brothers were twins also. And so I didn't even, when I heard that message, that video, I didn't even think about it in terms of the twins. And also, I had read in one of Doreen's books, The Messages from Your Angels, she talks about the twin flame in there. And so I was a little bit more aware of what that was. And I just have to say, first of all, thank you for getting me started on the angels, because I knew nothing about angels before I met you. And
Oh, that's okay. And it's great because, you know, we all learn about these things when we're supposed to. And I remember, you know, sometimes it's just about, you know, meeting a person who you're going to be able to understand it about, you know, through. And I like to keep things simple, and Doreen does too. And I love that, you know, even since we've been friends, that so many more people talk about this stuff. I love it. You know, so many people are asking me questions all the time, or, you know, because of my Facebook page, you've realized there are so many people that really do not only believe in angels, but really, you know, work with them in their daily lives. I just think it's an amazing thing that the world is opening up to the fact that we have this support around us and that we can really ask them for help at any time.
I love it. I love it. You know, I had said that we were also going to talk about our sensitivity being a superpower, and you had an online workshop that you offered that I listened to that was wonderful about that. Is that still available?
Yes, people can actually, you know, purchase the recording of that. Sometimes I've done it free as a free download. Sometimes I'll offer that to my mailing list. If people sign up to my mailing list, I'll often put that in there as a free thing. But I did that, I think it was about a year ago, and I offered that as a class. And it was really based on, you know, so many people would say, oh, you know, everyone says I'm too sensitive or too much or too this or I feel too much. And I understand what that's like because I'm deeply, deeply sensitive and it can be very overwhelming. But in it, I was talking about the different ways that we can allow ourselves to really see that as a gift rather than something to feel really vulnerable about. And I think one of the key things about owning your sensitivity and feeling like it's a superpower is to realize that we are who we are for a reason, and to kind of shut off our feelings or shut off our sensitivity is kind of, you know, the thing that's going to cause us more pain. So to really own who we are, first of all, and say, wow, it is a gift, and it means that I can feel joy and I can talk to angels and I can really know what my intuition is saying. But to really also to understand it in a way that I didn't when I was younger, in that we can also do things to help us to clear our energy, to help us to protect our energy from perhaps some harsh things. I mean, it's a perfect time to talk about this, actually, because, you know, there's a lot going on in the world right now. We've had all the earthquake happen in Nepal and, you know, all kinds of things happening. There's, you know, the Baltimore riots and all various stuff that's been happening in the last week or so. And it's really intense. And we as sensitive people can feel really overwhelmed by that. And you just want to feel like you shut yourself away. But you don't have to do that. It's not about shutting yourself away. It's about saying, what can I do to take care of myself? It's actually a really deep level of self-care, remembering that we are all energy and we're not just this physical body. We're all energy. And so when there's all this energy happening in the world, that we get to say, hey, I can feel that, but I don't have to carry it on my shoulders. I don't have to carry it in my body. I don't have to feel drained by it. But I can really be aware of how my gifts allow me to be open-hearted, right?
You know, I just loved listening to that. I've listened to it several times because I put it on a CD so I could listen to it in my car as well. And I've always been so extremely sensitive, and a lot of people may not realize that about me, but I am. And so, you know, I can pick up even on feelings when somebody says something, if they say it in too harsh a way or something like that. It just, you know, it can really, it used to be able to really, really hurt my feelings.
Yeah, very hard, very hard, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I've always said that what I say is important, but how I say it's even more important. And so true with, you know, the way people talk to you. Sometimes they'll be in a hurry or they'll be rushed and rude and angry or unkind or whatever, you know, and it's so easy to pick up on all of those feelings.
You know, that's definitely to be really conscious of how, you know, how do we want to treat people? Are we treating people the way that we would want to be treated? To be really conscious of the words that we say about ourselves and the words that we say about others. But also one of the key things for me as a sensitive person is to remember that, you know, we can't control what other people do, and so we don't have to take it personally. We have to remember that if someone is choosing to be harsh or is choosing to not, you know, give us their full attention, or it's actually nothing to do with us. We don't have to take it on as our responsibility that they might be just having a really bad day. Or, in actual fact, when somebody is mean to us or rude, it's their struggle. It's actually not a reflection of us. It's them going through stuff. So one of my key things about not being so sensitive is to remember that when somebody is like that, it's about them, not me. So, you know, being really aware of my own responsibility with how I react, and then also letting it go if somebody's not, you know, not quite the person I would like them to be.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, we're running out of time. The time is going by so fast.
No, it goes so quick, doesn't it?
It does. And I just wanted to say, before we ran out of time, I wanted to say that next week on Wednesday, May 6th, 2015, my guest will be Swati Nigam. I think that's how you pronounce your last name, your
Swati
friend.
Swati Nigam, yeah.
Yeah.
She's one of my best friends, and I met her actually when I was doing my album, and so there you go, all the way in the same place that I did my album, and I'd known her for several years before then, but she didn't actually live in San Jose then, and it was just all perfect timing, so she's become one of my dearest friends.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so happy to have her on the week after I have you on. It's just so cool, and I met her thanks to you, and I've just always been attracted to what the messages that both of you are giving and the things that you've learned that you can help us learn. And so I'm really excited to have her on the show.
She has so much to share, and she's really great. So I'm sure she's really looking forward to it too.
Yeah, and she's, just to mention, she's an intuitive life coach, and she helps people resolve emotional issues like sadness, low self-esteem, anxiety, anger, stress, fears, and move forward in their life to create a life of their soul's calling. That's so cool. I mean, I love that. It's, you know, in a way, part of what I do as well.
We're all doing, you know, helping people to create a life that they love in our different ways, aren't we? And that's
mm-hmm.
the best part
yeah.
about all of this, is that we're all doing it in various different ways, but it's essentially the same thing.
It's so true. And sometimes I think it helps, too, to hear it in so many different ways with so many different stories and examples. And sometimes you're just not ready to hear it. And then all of a sudden somebody will say something or tell a story and you go, oh, now I get it. But it's like you
absolutely.
Said, it's divine timing. It's you know, you don't hear it or understand it or have it come true until the timing is right.
Sure, and sometimes it's really why there's so many people doing, you know, seemingly the same thing, because when we hear a message or a piece of guidance or whatever through another person, we're like, oh, yeah, now I get it, and it resonates. That's why we say it resonates with me, because we probably heard the same messages so many times, and then something like an aha moment happens, and we really get it. It's not just an experience of intellectually getting it, but we really get it, and we feel that experience. So isn't it great when we can have that?
Oh, it is so great. Now, before we run out of time, I want to ask the audience out there to think about how they'd answer these questions. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And Anna, you do so much to help people enjoy it, and you spread so much happiness and joy and inspiration through your Facebook page and your YouTube videos, and people can find you on your website.
Yes, that's right. It's anna-taylor.co.uk.
Yeah. Oh, thank you again for being on my show again. Thank you for being my friend and all you've taught me about angels and life. I just really, really appreciate you, and I'm so thankful.
Thank you, Margot. I really, really appreciate you too, and I'm really happy to share with everyone.
Oh, thank you. Well, everyone, it's time to say bye for now, and I will be back next week on Wednesday. Thank you again, Anna. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.